We thank you for this house. We thank you for your provision for all things. And Lord, we give it back to you.
Yeah.
We give it back to you. Mm-hmm. Lord, would you take it? Would you sanctify it? Would you use it for your holy purposes?
Yes.
Lord, would you multiply to meet the needs of everyone in this house and throughout this community? Lord, may we be givers of life and love and abundance as you have given to us. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So Sarah, you want to come up here? We'll pray for you. Yeah. So Sarah's going to speak today. What a treat. And she's been in a battle this week. Yeah, so come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you fight for us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we just bless you, Sarah. We bless you. We bless your physical frame, your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
We bless your mind, your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you have put a message on our heart that's for us.
Yeah.
Lord, would you prepare our hearts to receive it? And Lord, would you purify Sarah's lips as she speaks? We thank you for her, and we bless her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Mark. I mean, good grief. Thank you, Lord. You can just feel the Lord in this place this morning, and just he's already speaking and already doing things. And yeah, it wasn't a battle. I don't know if any of you guys have experienced back spasms. I've had back pains before. I've had a husband who's had, Matthew has had a couple times when we were a young married couple having babies and walk in from having one of our babies into our house and and he's to the floor and his back goes out. I'm like, oh, not today, you know. Well, for the past couple of days, I've had these back spasms. And I was like, Lord, I really feel like you're wanting me to share this word. And, you know, sometimes there's times in your life where it's like, okay, no, you need to rest. You're sick. You're whatever. And you just feel these things, a release from the Lord of like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Just rest, release it, let somebody else release the word or whatever it is you were supposed to do that week. You know, but this time I felt this thing because Matthew kept looking over at me like, you know, I haven't prepared anything. So if you think you're not going to be sharing on Sunday, would you let me know? You know, and I was like, no, I really feel like, and even to last night, I was having to ice my back, having spasms, putting my feet up. In the middle of the night, last night, I was still having some spasms, but I felt like there's some things that it's like the Lord says, okay, by faith, I just want you to move. Keep moving forward, and that's what I felt like he was saying to me, almost like, and really, honestly, this morning, I haven't had any back spasms. So thank you, Jesus. And thank you for those of you that have been praying. Because I felt like the Lord, even the thing about, that was the first thing that I was getting this morning, was the Lord was just wanting to remind us that a lot that he's calling us to right now is going to be by faith.
Come on.
And that it's going to be just taking a step. You know, I had even a lot of what I felt like the Lord was wanting to say inside of me, but was kind of struggling to get it down on paper and to turn in my scriptures to say, this is what I'm going to speak on. And Matthew and I, our girls had spring break this week. And so we took Lydia on a walk with us to do our exercise walk this week. And while we were walking, it was just like, I was sharing with Matthew, but Lydia, it's so funny. It's like, as I was sharing, she kept bringing her scooter right between us. You know, like she wanted to hear, you know, and I was telling Matthew, I was like, well, I think I'm working it out right now while I'm walking. And it's funny how it's like, there's even something I've heard of studies. This is just a little side note that I'll get into. About like if you're wanting to have like a real conversation with somebody that's kind of like you need to talk some things out. If you either get in the car and you're riding or you're walking, you're not like standing face to face looking at them. There's actually studies that it's like you can talk through those things with that person better if you're not like, but you're just like facing forward. I don't know. It was this brain doctor I was listening to. I was like, that's cool. Makes sense. Because if I'm wanting to have hard conversations with my kids, usually happens in the car. For one, they're stuck. For two, we're not like, because I have a lot, I'm one of those moms like, look at me in my eyes. I need to see your eyeballs. You know, so they're a lot more receptive when I'm just like sitting side to side and I'm talking out front. Anyways, so I felt that thing of like, get moving. Just get moving. And some of these things are going to work themselves out. In other words, these things that are burning in your heart, if you'll just by faith start moving. I believe that's just a little side note. So one, the thing that I felt like the Lord has been sharing with me and I felt like he was wanting me to share is called, it's a time for birthing and building. And I've shared some of this one of our Wednesday night leadership meetings, but I had a dream before we did the Love Life event where we went out and prayed. And in my dream, well, first of all, the Carolina game was going on and my husband was watching the Carolina game and I fell asleep. That'll tell you a little bit about me and a lot about him. Is that I will sleep through all these wonderful games and he will be completely attentive and hollering. So I was actually, the game was going on. I fell asleep in my dream. Matthew was watching the Carolina game and I was pregnant as ever. Yep, birthing and building. I was feeling like that, except I was feeling myself when I get to the end of birthing, which is a whole lot bigger than that. And I was, in my dream, I was just feeling like, oh no, the baby is getting ready to fall out. Like, that's how I felt. And I kept turning to Matthew like, no, honey, the Carolina game's on, but we got to go. We have got to go to the hospital now, because this baby is coming now. And I woke up out of that dream, and I knew I was going to the Love Life thing, but the Lord reminded me of one of my births that I had with Gabe. He was the one that was playing the drums up here. But when I was going to have him, I had an epidural. I was a fan of the epidurals. First pregnancy, I thought, no, I'll do this all natural. Until I got about 19 hours in, and I was like, give me whatever it is, because this ain't moving, and I can't take it no more. So after I had the epidural the first time, I was like, why does anybody want to do that natural? Like, really? I mean, I know, all lots of people want to do it natural. Bless you. But after my first one, I would walk in being like, give me that epidural as soon as possible. And so, with my second one, they gave me the epidural, but then it came time to push. And evidently the epidural had worn all the way off. So I went to push him out and I screamed, you didn't give me an epidural. And they were like, yes, we did. I was like, no, you didn't. And I started to crawl back up the bed. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this. And my mom and Matthew were on either side of me. And the funny thing was I had been listening to a song because I would listen to worship songs through my birthing process and it would be really wonderful until it was not wonderful. And the song that I was listening to the whole way through was called It's Gonna Be Worth It. It's Gonna Be Worth It. And I will never forget that because that birth was one I will never forget. Because I needed to know it's going to be worth it. Because I was literally crawling up the bed, trying to crawl away from having to give birth at that moment. And my mom and Matthew both looked at me and were like, you've got to do this. Get back down here. And I remember in this moment, it was like, I realized, okay, my body's been made to do this. I've got to relax and just lean in. And so I birthed him. I was one that could get the pushing process was fast. And he was out. But then he was sitting over the side. And my mom said the only thing I would sit there and say was, she was worried about me at first. Because all I was saying was, that hurt. that really hurt. Like, that's all I could say. My mom was like, you know, you need to connect with your baby, honey. You know, and I was just like, that hurt. That really, I was so mad at the doctors. Like, you did not give me an epidural. You know, I'm like, we promised we did. It just wore off. But I felt like when I woke up from the dream, the Lord reminded me of that birth, and he reminded me of, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. And there are, I feel like we are as a, many of us are in transition right now. Many of us in the world, we're in this transition of like, you know, we have been in a time of peace, really, honestly. Years of peace in the world, you know. But when we hit COVID, other things, it did it not in a lot of ways feel like, what the heck? I did not sign up for this. Has anybody felt like that? In the past few years, the political climate, everything, it just, and when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, yeah, it feels like the epidural wore off, you know? And like, help, get me off this train. Like, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. This doesn't even seem, it seems like an upside down, the peace. Even like the war that's going on in Ukraine, watching the video, it's like, really? Like, this can go on right now? Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, we have the world, we are in transition, I believe, in a lot of ways. But I believe what the Lord is saying, I'm wanting to birth something in the earth right now. And if you will just learn how to be, how to learn how to lean in to who you've been created to be in this moment and not focus too much on the fact of, I don't want to do this. I don't know how I got here, but how do I get off? And relax. Take a moment. Breathe. And allow the Lord to remind you who he says you are. And allow the birthing process to come forth. And, you know, because one of the things I really am feeling is that we're going to have to learn how to lean into being. Being. Okay? Who we were created to be. I realized in that moment that my body was made to birth this baby. And I had to relax and let my body do what it was meant to do. Wow. Let this mind be in you.
Wow.
That is in Christ. Yeah. Letting. We're learning to let. That's Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let it be. Let who God is be released in and through us. It's for us to be learning who we are in Christ as sons and daughters and carriers of the kingdom of heaven by the Holy Spirit into every situation and place we go. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of light, and we are learning to be. And I just even feel like the Lord's saying, it doesn't matter where we find ourselves right now. You may feel like, Lord, I feel like I'm so off track from where I thought I was going to be. Like, I was even feeling like some of you may feel like, what? Like, this is not where I want to be in life right now. This is actually not what I dreamed. You know, we've been talking about dreams. We've been talking about visions and stepping into those things. And you may even feel like you're so far off of what you felt like you were going to be at right now, you know. But there's hope. That's the awesome thing about the Lord, is he comes up in the middle of right where you are. And the Lord starts speaking to me. The scripture verse he really has given me is in Jeremiah 29. You know, a lot of us know Jeremiah 29:11, right? We can like just spurt it out, which is, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a future and a hope, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we etch that on like all the graduation Like we used to get, when I was graduating from high school, they would give us little keychains and it would have Jeremiah 29:11 on the back. But I never, like, just recently, it's like the Lord has brought it, okay, Sarah, go back to before 29:11 and read what the context is of that. Okay? The context is that Jeremiah is talking to the Israelites that have been exiled. They've been taken, they're in Babylon. Okay? They're under Nebuchadnezzar. They are not in the promised land. All right? They're, but this is what the word of the Lord was for them. This is so good. Jeremiah 29:4. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. First of all, when you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be, do you feel like planting a garden? Do you feel like building a house? Do you feel like increasing? Or do you feel like, I'll just hold on till I get to wherever it is I'm really supposed to be? Then I will pour out anything that is worth value to me. Yeah. I'm just going to hold on. Because I am not, like, if I do that now, that maybe that'll be a waste. Because this is not where I'm supposed to be. Remember, God? This is, I'm exiled here. This is, I'm in Babylon. And you're telling me to build, plant. But this is our God. He's saying, look, you are who I say you are. And it's not defined by where you are. It's because of who I say you are. You are my son. You are my daughter. You are carriers of the kingdom of light. Yes. That's good news. Yes. Right? Yes. That means, okay, Lord, I'm going to walk a little different. I'm going to look at things a little bit different right now. I'm going to stop waiting till I get to what it is I think is what my dreams. Okay? We want to have dreams. We're speaking about that. And we do, I believe that this is how you do dream. Is you get free from feeling like this is not the way I thought it was supposed to look. Because in order to birth things, you have to be able to let go. I have known way too many people who had ideas of what their births were going to look like. And then they got in the middle of it and they got all kinds of thrown off. Because it was not according to their birth plan. I mean, seriously. Yeah. They all kinds of thrown off. And then they have to, like, spend a lot of time just surrender. I mean, we all do. Surrendering that to the Lord afterwards, because it's like, I had to have C-section. Right. I had to have a C-section. That was not the plan. Mm-hmm. I was going to birth this naturally. I was going to have no help. Thank you very much. We have to surrender our hows. We have to surrender where it is and go ahead and build, plant gardens, eat the fruit of them. Maybe he's even telling them, get wives and husbands for your children and increase and don't be diminished. Yeah. I was like, wow, Lord, you are pretty wild. Then this is the next verse is key. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive. Yeah. And pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. And I believe this is back to the message that Mark was sharing a couple weeks ago about blessing.
Yeah, that's right.
This is key. It's key that we speak blessing over our cities, that we speak blessing over our families, that we speak blessing over our enemies. Because it's just kingdom.
Yeah.
It's what he's about. Yeah. You see it all in the scriptures. Yeah. Pray for the peace of your city. The Lord's saying that to them right where they're at in Babylon.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Pray. Don't be all like, we get it. Nebuchadnezzar is not the person you would have picked to be under at the moment. But pray for the peace of the city. Pray for the peace of where you're at, because it is the peace that you will have peace.
Yeah.
For in its peace, you will have peace. That's key. I believe that that is key, that we pray blessing over our cities, our neighborhoods, our homes, our families, our church, your jobs, the situations, the places that you put your feet on. I've really even been feeling the thing afresh about praying for the land. Praying for the land.
Yeah.
Bless the land. If you have opportunities to go on walks in your neighborhoods, bless it. Bless your neighbors. Bless them. Like, I'm going to get into preaching his message all over again. Actually, if you didn't hear Mark's message on blessing, go listen to it again. Marinate it. I really believe it's key for us in this building and birthing process.
Yeah, amen.
So, and then I want to read the rest of Jeremiah 29. 8 says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners, is that how you say it? Who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord." You know, I was reading that and I was feeling like, you know, sometimes when you're in the middle of messes, you allow yourself to listen to things that aren't necessarily true because it makes you feel better in the moment.
That's good.
It's that tickling of your ears. Mm-hmm. You want in these times to really, the Holy Spirit, and be anchored in the Word of God. Be anchored in the Word of God. You know, I was hearing somebody the other day say, "If I'm not in the Word daily, I get weird." I was like, it's true. It's true. I feel that way too. It's like, Lord, I want to hear your voice, and I don't want to be deceived by just something that's going to make me feel better. You know? Sometimes the Lord's saying, "I've got you where you are right now. And in this moment, I'm asking you to trust me. Go ahead, build, pray for the peace where you're at. Watch me work. Watch me do miracles. Watch me." I was hearing somebody say the other day, they were saying, you know, sometimes I'm always going for that high, that mountaintop thing. It's like I just get this like junkie for high things, and I just want to go from one thing to the next. And I knew what he was talking about because I had experienced that when I had traveled as a senior in high school and went to Paraguay to live. And then I went to YWAM, and I had gone to South Africa and Montana and Mexico, and I just, you know, got to experience all these wild, wonderful things. And then when it was over, I had to come back and work at my parents' mini storage at the front desk all by myself, all day. Taking in, you know, when people would come in for payments about every couple hours, and you're sitting at the desk watching the gate open and close while people come in to go to their units. And I'm thinking, really, Lord? Like, I like South Africa.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was adventuresome. And in that moment is when the Lord said, "I want to teach you about how I can show up in what seems like your day-to-day mundane. I want to teach you about myself and the ups and the downs of what seems like mundane." And I'm telling you, I wanted to cry out to the student that was talking about needing to just be on constant highs, you know, these high places. And he was like, "Sometimes it ain't always good, you know." And I was thinking, yeah, the thing is that I have learned that that it is so powerful to get to know the Lord in the ups and the downs of your day to day. I love it. I'm almost like, this is amazing. Then I heard a brain doctor. I love brain doctors, if you can tell. I heard this brain doctor talk about it's really not good to have dopamine dumps on a regular basis. It's better to have dopamine drips. And what he was talking about is you start to enjoy the holding the hand of your husband or the having a walk with you, with your husband and your kid, and you're going out in nature, the beauty of nature. Those are drips. Okay? And I was like, oh, that's so cool. That's God. He wants us to experience the extraordinary, but he wants us to experience it in the ordinary days. Yeah. It's like we don't realize we're missing it a lot of times. And that's where I'm saying, like, be careful that not to be deceived by things that would just make you feel better in the moment. Like, oh, I just want to get off this table and not have to birth this baby. Just give me that epidural, please. I mean, serious. I'm just being real. Okay?
Yeah.
There are moments in raising my kids where chaos was happening all around, or it felt like every other person was thrown up all at the same time. Where it's like, Lord, just, can I just get in the car and drive to get an ice cream? Then I'll be right back, I promise.
But just a minute.
But I started to learn how to get to know the Holy Spirit and realize the peace that passes all understanding that lived inside of me. And I was able, how do we build? This is what I want to talk about. How do we build? It's through the Holy Spirit. It's through the Holy Spirit. It's building one another up. That's part of it, is encouraging and building one another up. And in order to do that, we have to get to know the Holy Spirit. He's the secret sauce. He really is. He's the secret. And he is a person. So if you don't know him, it's time to get to know the Holy Spirit like never before in your life. And if you feel like you're one that's like bored by the day in and day out, he's got an adventure for you. And he's saying, just get to know me. I'm going to reveal things. I'm going to uncover things. I'm going to show you things you never knew were even happening all around. And then all of a sudden, you are going to love being a mother. Had he told me in the middle of those messes that I was going to love it, I wouldn't have believed it. But I have become this thing where it's like, now, if there was, and our kids are older now, so there's not as many meltdowns like the little kids. But if I hit those moments now, I know, oh, okay. Deep breath. The peace inside of you, just lean into it. Don't let the crazy going on around here, and just call them to that.
Yeah.
Call them to that peace. And then it was like, oh, wow, Lord, this is really cool. This really works. Matter of fact, I can just speak in tongues under my breath if I really don't know what to do. Stand there. It's not like they're going to change. Like, Jesus. Right about now would be good. And it's just, it becomes an amazing thing to watch the Lord show up like that. And so, the next verse I want to read. So this is what I wanted to say is I want to make sure I get this point across. If you feel like I can't do this. I don't even really like where I am right now. Then I just pray that today you would hear the heart of the Father saying, I want you to bloom where you're planted. Right now. And leave the timing of the future up to me. It's believing that thing of like, of 29:11. Okay, so let's read the rest of that real quick. So Jeremiah 29:10 says, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place." Here's 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me." I don't know if I'm going on just a minute. We don't have it up there, so just listen. "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." You know, his plans are to prosper us, not to harm us, for a future and a hope. And the future is now. He's saying right now, I want you to build. I want you to plant. I want you to feast on the fruit of me right now where you're at. And I want you to increase. I know that might not seem like that makes sense, but it's his word. It's his word. And we might say, okay, so how, Lord? How do you want us to birth and to build? And I want to say, I want to leave this with you by following the Holy Spirit. Let's read Jude 1, 20 through 21. Okay. "But you, my delightfully loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourself up on the foundation of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. Fasten your hearts to the love of God and receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us eternal life." Or another way to say that might be by constantly and progressively building each other up on the foundation of your most holy faith, and by praying every moment in the Spirit's power, you will keep yourselves in the love of God, awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus, who gives eternal life. So, you know how it's saying praying by the Spirit is saying build one another up. Well, how do we do that? One of the ways is by hearing from the Holy Spirit who he says you are, but also those around you. Seeing each other by the Spirit and calling that out in one another. This is one thing that I really want for us to be about, is seeing one another by the Spirit. If you are parents, it doesn't matter if you have little kids or if you have old adult children. I encourage you to go to the Father and say, "Father, who do you say they are? And I'm going to keep declaring that to them." Amen. You keep calling them to who he says they are. You keep reminding them by the Spirit. You know, you can do it in different ways. If you have kids that aren't following the Lord, you can do it. For one, you pray a lot with the Lord. You tell him the things. You talk to him. You get a hold of his strategies and his prayers for your children. You declare those, and then you love them. You love your friends, your neighbors. You just love them. One thing I loved was we do this thing where we like to go around at different people's birthday and we'd say, let's say our favorite part about that person. We're going to go around the room and say our favorite part about you. Okay, so we do have some people and extended families that aren't following the Lord. So necessarily that's not like, okay, we all know we're going to go in there. We're going to speak a word over them, an encouraging word. But we're not going to freak them out by saying, "I'm going to speak an encouraging word to you right now." We're just like, we're going to say what we love about that person, okay? So one of the awesome things that I loved was we were doing this one time, and one of the people who's not necessarily following the Lord was saying about the other person is, this that I love about them is I've experienced unconditional love from them. I thought, hello, we all done. I was just like, and this is somebody who we would think isn't following the Lord, but yet they're recognizing the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, we can move, we can see by faith, not by what we see in the natural, but by faith we can see and we can build one another up. We can encourage one another. This is part of building in your life, in your community, in your jobs, building one another up by faith. Try it. Try it. This is part of the fun parts with the Holy Spirit, because then you can start to see atmosphere shift through blessing and pray in peace. And those people that you felt like, I don't want to be here. I do not want to be under this person. I do not want to have this job. You can see things shift. God is like, okay, I get it. You don't want to do this. But if you would just lean into who you are in being, okay, a son and a daughter, it's a lot less of worrying about what we're going to do and learning. It's about being. And so in this building by the Holy Spirit, one of the things too that I felt is we need to, hold on one second. I got a lot of things going through my mind. Well, one of the things when you're following the Holy Spirit is that you allow the fruits of the Spirit to build in your life.
That's
good. Yeah. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. It goes a long way just choosing to be kind. I mean, I'm telling you, their kindness on our lips, it that the honey on our lips. I've been thinking a lot about honey. I've been drawn by honey in lots of ways. I think about the sweetness of honey, and he tastes like honey in the rock. One of the scriptures where you see honey in a rock. Rock is the hard places. Can also describe the hard places. Like we think of the rock as he is the rock, and honey is revelation. But revelation. But one of the things also I think of is the rock being hard places that you may be in, and that his honey, his sweetness, can be there, right in the midst. That he can give you his sweetness, his tenderness. So allowing building being those things that he would build in us in this season. If you are wanting and desiring the Holy Spirit to be released more in your life, you want to see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. And those are things that you can also feast on. Okay, those are fruits where he says plant, sow, and then he says feast. Well, he also says to eat of the fruit, okay? Well, some of those is when you surrender to the Lord, you surrender to the Holy Spirit, and you allow those things to grow in your life, you will be able to feast on the goodness of them. I'll tell you one real quick example. Self-control. Every time we went through the fruits of the Spirit, when they got self-control, I was like, I don't like that. But I started to surrender to the Lord, like, okay, Lord, you say this is a fruit of your Holy Spirit. And I realized that these fruits have to grow. Okay, so I'm not always going to get it right. I get that. And so I'm going to not be hard on myself, but I'm just going to say, okay, Lord, you know, people talk about patience a lot. For some reason, yes, patience, but self-control was even more to me, like, probably because I would relate it to I had to obey. Like when I was younger, they would always say, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. I was like, oh, yeah, but self-control, have your self-control. I'm like, I'm not really feeling it. You know? note. And so I would just say to the Lord, okay, fruit of the Spirit, self-control. So that means that maybe when I get in situations that I'm frustrated, I'm not going to say what I think. Okay, we're going to practice. Because, man, sometimes I wanted to tell what I had to tell. It would, like, bubble, and I'd try real hard till I couldn't. Till they made me mad enough. So I just said what I thought, and then you have to clean up that mess. That's not fun. Right? So I thought, okay, I got into a situation where I had adult children. Really, honestly, parenting made me realize self-control was going to be one of the biggest things. I was going to learn that parenting was not all about parenting my kids, but parenting myself. I was going to have to learn how to parent myself. Because when they would go up like this, I would want to go up like this. And I want to be like, oh, yeah, you're going to listen to me. You know, I mean, y'all think we're some pretty passionate people. Don't think it's all quiet around our house. But I did learn that I really valued peace in my home. And I was willing to fight for peace in my home. And so sometimes that meant self-control. That meant, Sarah, you're the adult in this situation. And that was like, oh man, I want to act like a 3-year-old right along with them. And so, but what I learned was then I had kids that, so I was practicing this. I was growing my self-control with my children. This was like one-on-one. Here you are. You're going to grow your self-control. You're going to learn how to find that anchor of peace inside. Not respond, but respond to the Holy Spirit. And then I had adult children. Because, you know, when you have children that are young and you can kind of control some of the environments and things that go on, but then when they're adults and they're going to college and things like that, then they get into situations and they don't want mama to step in. Imagine that. They don't want mama coming up on the college campus and breaking them off a piece. Okay? And so, my son got in this situation with somebody else where I felt like the other people were completely being disrespectful and dishonoring and were not. And he called me and had this conversation. Honestly, I wanted to get on the phone because I knew this person. I wanted to get on the phone and be like, let me tell you, this is completely wrong. You should not be treating my son like this. I mean, I felt like I had every right on man size to be a mama bear at the moment. But the Lord said, Sarah, will you just quiet your heart, quiet your mind, and coach your son a little bit? You can talk to him. But then just be quiet and have some self-control and do not pick up the phone. And I was like, okay, Lord. I really felt the Lord on it. I knew this was one of those building moments. I was going to grow in self-control. So anyways, I did it. My son was able to grow and learn how to handle some things himself, set some boundaries, and he was learned how to communicate himself at that moment, and I learned how to be quiet. And you know what happened? I preserved all these relationships that were very important in my life. I'll just say that much. This wasn't just like anybody. This was somebody who I could have torn down some major relationships by letting myself just say what I wanted to say. And this is how I got to eat the fruit. Then, like, the next family gathering, and it was a Thanksgiving. I invited all these people to my house that were my family, and I invited this other person, and they came. They came to my house. Because I practiced self-control. I felt like the Lord said, eat the fruit of this. See? Self-control can taste good. I was like, oh, your fruit does taste good. And that's just an example of allowing the Holy Spirit to help you in moments and to build. And I'm trying to give y'all a little key in relationships too, because relationships are important to me. We were created for connection with one another. And anything in your life that the connection with somebody needs to be more important than being right or being wrong. Okay? And yeah, there are things as boundaries and things like that. But especially if it's family and people that are very important to you, it's more important to keep that connection than to just, I'm going to tell you. Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm just saying. Okay, so I want to encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to do those things in you. That's part of being. This is part of birthing and building, I believe, in an honoring and a way that is going to be game changer. We are going to see world-changing events. We can change the world by being led by the Holy Spirit in our relationships with one another. With one another. I love that y'all love me. Even past all my crazy talking. So, the second birth, real quick, that I'm gonna wrap this up, that the Lord reminded me of was when I had been. So I had been in 2005, and I was the contractor of our house we were building. We were building a house, and I was at that time, you could be your own. If you're building your own house and you were able to prove that you had people that were knowledgeable watching with you, which I did, my dad and other people. But I was the contractor, which meant I had to be over top of, like, lining up all the subcontractors. I never knew there was so much detail involved in building a house. And I had a friend who had done it too, and he was, you know, he laid out all the schedule and everything. But in the middle of it, I was pregnant, and about halfway through, it was time for me to give birth to Ben. So I'm birthing a baby and building at the same time. Right? Building the house. And I go in to have Ben, and my phone is ringing, and I look over at it, and it's the plumber asking me where the toilets are supposed to go in the house. I answer the phone, and I was like, listen, I don't know right this minute, and you're going to have to hold on the toilets until I get done birthing this baby. Then we'll talk about where the toilets go. But if I say something right now, it's probably going to be the wrong place. And they didn't have FaceTime at that time. Or I probably would have been like, just FaceTime me. Let me see real quick. But we didn't have that. But I felt like the Lord reminded me of this birth and said, it's time to birth and build. It is a time of birthing and building. And I feel like part of it is that through the Holy Spirit, He's going to show us things that from the past that once worked that are not for now. Amen. And then the things that are for now. Mm-hmm. Okay? Meaning that as we're building, as we're birthing things, you're going to, this is part of getting to know the Holy Spirit and walking with the Holy Spirit, is you'll have times where the Lord's going to say, that ain't it. Mm-hmm. That ain't it. It served a purpose once. But that's not a part of the new wineskin that I am wanting to birth in this season to contain what I'm wanting to do. So I was on campus a few weeks back. And while I was on campus, the Lord gave me the memory of when we first came here. And I was out in the pit. And I was preaching gospel. Like I had in South Africa and in all these different outreaches. And we would do these outreaches and he would preach the gospel like this. And I remember leaving and looking at Matthew and going, I'm not ever doing that again. Because when I did it, I did not feel the anointing of the Lord on it. Now, I had felt the anointing of the Lord on that many times in my life. But it was like, I didn't really understand it at that moment. But this time I was on campus on one of our Tuesday prayer tent campus times. And I felt like the Lord said, this is it. This is it. I'm wanting, this is what I'm doing right now, and it's okay that that wasn't it. You've just got to learn how to let go of what was for one season in order to birth what is for now. And it's not a dishonoring thing. That preaching the gospel like that served its purpose. And I'm not saying that in every situation, I'm not throwing out preaching the gospel out. I'm not saying never do it again. I'm just saying for us, what he was saying for me on campus, that wasn't it right now. But what is it was being. You're on the campus, I want you to be. And look, Sarah, people are seeing what it looks like for sons and daughters to be full of joy, to be full of peace. They're being drawn by who you're carrying into this situation. And so that we would be so aware of who we carry everywhere we go. You are a carrier of the kingdom. You're a carrier of the Holy Spirit into every situation. And he changes the atmosphere. And so I just want to encourage you that it may be throughout your life in the birthing and the building right now, you're going to come across things where it feels like, that ain't it. That maybe worked 10 years ago. But he's not on it right now. There's not, be led by the peace of God. Yeah. Be led by the peace of God. If you feel his peace, you feel his peace, you feel his anointing on it, then keep going. But if you feel like that ain't it, it doesn't even mean that you're going to know what is it yet. Yeah. It just means let go of what ain't it anymore. Just let go and surrender and wait and watch for him to show you what he's doing and get in on that. Get in on partnering with the Father. Jesus said, I didn't do anything that I didn't see my Father doing. So if you don't know what it is you're supposed to be doing, I don't know what to do. What I'm doing doesn't feel like it's working. Just let go of what you're doing that's not working. Just let go of that for a moment. Sit back, wait, watch him work. Lord, what are you doing? What are you doing? I know you're moving. You're working. I just maybe am doing something that I've always done and missing what you are doing right now because I'm just doing what I always did. Yeah. I'm just presuming. I'm just getting out on the college campus and somebody asks us to come minister and I'm going to do what I always did. Let's preach the gospel. And then I'm standing there going, no, this is not it. And then once you lean into being, lean into, Lord, tell me who you say I am. I'm going to be. I'm going to listen for you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to build with you. I'm going to birth what you're doing. And even if it may not feel like where I was going to be or what I was going to do or all the plans I had and all the goals and the timing that I had, because that was the deal with them in Babylon, is they were thinking the timing was shorter than what was happening. They were thinking they were going to get returned out of captivity quicker than what was happening. And the Lord was saying, okay, just build, plant, go ahead right now, be increased right where you're at. So these are the things, being, okay? We're learning to being, we're becoming, right? Two, speaking blessing, praying blessing, peace, over every situation, over where you live, over your families. Three, building and planting right where you're at by the Holy Spirit. And don't give up. Don't give up. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Don't grow weary in doing good. Okay, because you're going to reap a harvest. Amen. You're going to reap a harvest. Amen. All right. So, amen. Honey. Let's pray this since we really have felt this in our heart of building and planting. So if you're in that place of really feeling like, okay, Lord, I hear you.
Yeah.
I want to build and plant where right where you've planted me. Bloom where I'm planted. Mm-hmm. If that's you, you're feeling that stirring in your heart, I want you to stand up because I want to pray that blessing and that grace, really. The grace and the eyes of faith to see what the Lord's doing now and letting go of the that ain't it. Okay? You want to pray with me?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, Holy Spirit, we just thank you that you are such a good comforter, counselor, friend, and teacher. Mm-hmm. We just ask you, Holy Spirit, to come right now. As you're hovering over us in this room, we ask you to birth and to build things in our hearts that only you can do.
Yeah.
Lord, we surrender. We surrender right now all of our dreams, all of our plans, all of our visions, all of our ideals of what things should and look and would look like. We surrender to you right now. And we ask you, God, to do what you want to do, mm-hmm. when you want to do it, how you would like to birth it, God. And we just say yes. Mm-hmm. We give you our yes again today, Lord. Yes. And we say yes to you, God. Yes. Come upon us and in us and birth this baby by your Spirit that you're calling us to carry. Lord, I pray that you would give an enabling power to carry this spiritual child within us, God.
Yeah.
Within our spirit man. Mm-hmm. Come, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So I want to pray this over us all. This is a farewell at the end of 2 Corinthians, okay? That Paul's praying. Mm-hmm. It's 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Yeah. Become complete.
Yeah.
Be of good comfort. Mm-hmm. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace be with you. Mm. Greet one another with a holy kiss, which is a sign of unity. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
So y'all be blessed. Have a wonderful day, and we love you.
Amen.
If you need prayer, come up.